Defunct Personalities Screw the World Go Round. By End Politicians, April 23, 2026 blog, Eye of Sauron Graft, Hidden in Plain Sight, Offended by the Alphabet? Politics pulpify scum of the earth, skulking in the shadows, slop trough, stupidity incarnate, the human condition thrown trolls, truth be told, writing. Forward papier-mâché spread eagle. Out of nowhere. It was a comic book conundrum of epic proportions for the closeted, cape-wearing protagonists. The Invisible Man's rape victim proclaimed, "He came out of nowhere." Zing! Apparently the Invisible Man's offspring ain't so invisible. She did catch his drift after all. Yozo! No crevice too shallow. Didn't you hear? Mark liberal fucktard Carney's federal fuel excise tax cut just came into effect. That's right, and gas went down about 15 cents a liter in the lower mainland. And then the next fucking morning they were back at the price point before the federal fuel excise tax cut came into effect. Corporate whores and globalist sluts. Zing! To anyone even with a semi-lobotomy, it should be quite obvious. A schizophrenic cabal select of seeming self-hating sodomites, catamites, child-molesting advocates and misogynists have been tasked with setting the gasoline prices, in the lower mainland at least. They'll come up with all sorts of plausible banal bullshit to mislead any and all from their ultimate perverted truth. Jesus McFuckin' Christ, you're sick of the bullshit truly lives but a few kilometers from a refinery, and when he drove inland 400 kilometers, before Donald Scepter fell later, Trump officially became a war criminal. Gasoline prices were 40 cents a liter cheaper in the interior of British Columbia, nowhere near a refinery. What a joke. But, the lower mainland gas tax surcharge? Puffed 40 cents a liter. Don't shit in my eye and call yourselves optometrists. What's that you say? The Canada Corporation? No, we'll have none of that common sense in corporate whore globalist slut world. The Canada Corporation, taking back the obscene power from the schizophrenic cabal select of seeming self-hating sodomites, catamites, child-molesting advocates and misogynists. Allowing Canadians to choose to be shareholders in their own energy independence through public investment, the likes of the Canada Pension Plan, which is unceremoniously stolen as a part of federal taxation, or through private investment, if one so chooses to. The Canada Corporation, a cooperative to unshackle millennia leading corporate whore globalist slut world of humanity across any supposed national boundary. In the oil and gasoline realm, such would be produced and sold to co-op members at cost plus maintenance of infrastructure, or strictly at cost, and the maintenance and upkeep would be afforded by profits from selling excess supply to other nations on the globalist slop trough benchmark futures gambling market. What self-loathing defeatist would not want to be a patriotic shareholder in the Canada Corporation, owned and run by strictly Canadians for Canadians? Well, probably a Green Party member, but hey, a smug Green will shit-talk oil while still burning fossil fuels, and with a set of drawers and wardrobe full of polyester clothing while being too fucking lazy to buy a bicycle that doesn't strictly rely on their pretentious ass to pedal without battery assistance. Certainly in the Canada Corporation, East Coast Canadian, or any other Canadian geographical location refineries would not be refining Saudi Arabian or any other country's oil, nor would Canada be shipping Canada Corporation oil to the 49th county of England, USA. USA moral war whores to be refined into gasoline and then purchased back from the antiquated corporate whore globalist slut world of today's nonsensical logorrheic diarrhea puddle encompassment of globalist entrapment systemic disgracism. Mark Piddle Diddle Carney, you want to be considered as anything other than a typical globalist slut interrupted in typical globalist protocol by an uncouth and official royal bitch war criminal occupying the White House. Start the legislative progress to detangle Canada from the century-old globalist oil and gas racket of zero national boundaries. And hold a national plebiscite for the Canada Corporation while you're at it, you crown-serving bitch. Take Canada's national wealth out of transnational corporate greasy hands. And what are the Chinese doing siphon-suckling upon Canada's supposed to be wealth? As for Pierre Poilievre, you should probably commit suicide or take a one-way ticket to the dark side of the moon. You fucked up your own riding and clambered to a pathetic globalist federal political loopholes to con a differing flock of lobotomites into allowing you the waste of money and time to secure another round of greasy pandering to eventual golden parachute success within their globalist framework of pretending globalist slut puppets, such as yourself, as not being the problem of their globalist political system designed and successful of having deflowered decency to the point of all-out sovereign. citizen entrapment in national debt form, amongst others. But that is what globalist slut politicians are all about, aren't they? To build an entangled and perverted web for corporate whoredom across national borders while entrapping weak-minded subjects in the false notion that they are living in harmonious democracy, while infighting about left-wing this, right-wing that, liberal fuckery, conservative clownery, middle-of-the-roadkill green absent-mindedness. That in the end equate to slow-burn sovereign suicide of current two-footed apparent graveness. It is the scepter fellator model unrestrained. Just ask the crown in America. They have been knocking off energy-producing countries that refuse to fellate the globalist scepter for decade upon decade. Corporate whores and globalist sluts the crown in America be. Heck, the crown in America and its scepter-fellator schizophrenic cabal select of seeming self-hating sodomites, catamites, child-molesting advocates and misogynists just knocked off Venezuela's Maduro for oil and gasoline consolidating power. And no doubt a portion of the ongoing war crime against Iran is about getting old-world scepter fellator tentacles into the globalist ramshackled Persian body politic life support system. Heck, the crown in America even put the kibosh on a former prime minister of Australia for thinking in common sense formulation. It must be something to deep-throat the scepter, look in the mirror, and not even see one's own reflection. USA! USA! USA symmetrical whorefare. What did the papier-mâché eagle-chalk fully erect Israeli fluffing say to the cardboard Iranian tiger? Not a whole lot other than big red social media bluster. And to think, yours offended by the alphabet creator truly was going to dedicate this article to lambasting the Trump slop trough barnyard conglomeration administration. Bah, who needs to? J.D. Vance was showing up to Pakistan to discuss the Iranian war capitulation talks. No he wasn't. Sure he is, J.D. is already halfway to Pakistan. Then it is said Pakistani officials did not want J.D. Vance after his first disgraceful diplomacy tenure, as there were far too many settees in the newly proposed Pakistani peace talk location. Now apparently Air Force 2 has been grounded due to excess padded furnishings dry cleaning services, for the fourth time this year. Yup, America. Hashtag Air Force 2. The Secret Service's code name for J.D. Vance is Pleather Crevice Bandit. Say, does anyone else realize that Pakistan holding armistice talks between the papier-mâché eagle chalk fully erect Israeli fluffing and their Iranian counterparts make the USA? USA. USA moral. Look extremely weak and childlike in backwater deathly playground antics? So always goes the decline of civilization, this time in corporate whore warped speed. ACME diplomacy. Back to the drawing board. Iran, have you ever thought about agreeing to whatever terms that the Israel lobby coffered coiffure conundrum buffoon sets out for Iran? The strict stipulation being that President Ketchup on Steak must come to Iran to sign the peace treaty, and then what you do, Iran, is lure President Ketchup on Steak away from the signing table by tempting him with a sexy Persian of brand new pussy-grabbing freshness, and then capture him tiny pecker deep in artificial moistness. Put him on a not-so-kangaroo show trial. Find Trump guilty of being a closeted royal, ring kisser, waging an immoral war of aggression, being an Israel lobby stooge. Then carry out a $100 Canadian pay-per-view special of his sentencing. The pouring of molten plutonium down the commanded of Israeli chief's slovenly gullet. All yours rope and beam retirement plan truly asks is 1% of pay-per-view profits, as my take-home after Canadian income taxes will come in somewhere around $98,000. As for Iranian pay-per-view profits, what's $100 times 2 billion, minus 1%? That is $198 billion Canadian. Iran. Jeepers creepers, those Canadian income taxes are terrible. $98,000 left over for me after income taxes on a $2 billion windfall? And yours tiny billfold truly thought he was being violated at the gas pump due to the beholden whims of a DC war criminal and his chock-a-block busting Israel lobby fluffing, and the non-explainable whims of a schizophrenic cabal, select of seeming self-hating sodomites, catamites, child-molesting advocates and misogynists. Don't get your skewbald truly started on the proposed Trumpian triumphal arch. A schizophrenic cabal select of seeming self-hating sodomites, catamites, child-molesting advocates and misogynists.